You're listening to SBS News.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has called for Independent Senator David Lionhelm to resign over his public comments about her private life. In Parliament last week, Senator Lionhelm told Senator Hanson-Young to stop shagging men during a debate in federal Parliament. He stood by those comments on Sunday before making other references to her private life in an interview on Sky News. Senator Hanson-Young says she has felt compelled to speak out after years of brushing aside sexist slurs.
For years, I have ignored it and pretended that they would just go away, that it wasn't impacting on me, that I couldn't hear the comments. I'm over it. I'm absolutely over it. And from here on in, when it happens, I'm calling it out.
Senator Hanson-Young is not the only one drilling home the message that disrespect at work, aimed at men or women, is unacceptable. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is calling on Senator Lionhelm to formally apologise for his comments.
David Lionhelm's offensive remarks should have been withdrawn the moment they were uttered, and he should have apologised. That type of language has no place in Parliament, and it shouldn't have a place in any workplace. We have to treat each other with respect. We must do that, and respect for women is, in particular, is one of the highest priorities.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Senator Lionhelm needs to understand the harm his comments have caused.
Most people in the street actually think what you said was seriously offensive. Most people actually think that what you said was stupid. Most people would expect you to apologise.
But Senator Lionhelm is refusing to back down. He says he will not apologise until Senator Hanson-Young acknowledges that not all men are to blame for crimes against women.
I won't be apologising or withdrawing. I have actually nominated the conditions under which I would apologise. They include acknowledgement by Sarah Hanson-Young that not all men are responsible for the crimes that are perpetrated by some violent people, that we are individually responsible for what we do. If she does that, if she says all of that, then I will apologise to her, and obviously I will have misjudged her.
Senator Lionhelm says the Green Senator has unfairly criticised men collectively in the past.
She has said before that all men are responsible for the crimes that individual men do. In fact, she called men pigs and morons just a couple of weeks ago. That's misandry. That's just as bad as misogyny. Blaming or criticising, attacking all men is just as bad as attacking all women, and I won't stand for it.
Senator Lionhelm has also taken aim at the Prime Minister, saying Mr Turnbull should better acknowledge the rights of men.
The Prime Minister should stop being such a pussy. This is about criticisms of all men. It's just as bad as criticism of all women.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is currently seeking legal advice on the matter. She says part of the problem in Canberra is the lack of diversity, but she's hopeful this doesn't discourage other women from entering political life.
Most members of Parliament are really decent people. Most men in Parliament are really decent men. This is an opportunity to fix this. To clean up the Parliament and to make sure that it is a safe place for women, that it is a safe place for everybody, that it is a place of, yes, robust debate, but respectful debate.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.